that the European Union holds us back. There are things that we cannot do that are in our national interests to do, like controlling our borders, like forging trade deals with parts of the world where exciting economic things are happening, even the £10 billion a year we spend on our membership, which could be used to support the NHS or to pay down deficits.
Do you think it was the Prime Minister's fault that he didn't get that transformational deal?
I think the Prime Minister has moved mountains to get as far as he has, to be honest. What it says to me is that there is only so much change that the European Union is willing to countenance.
But it's a bad deal.
Well, they are set on a path towards much greater political integration. They're going to have to do that in order to survive in their current form, for the euro to survive, for the Schengen area to survive. If all of that is to happen, if we are still members of the European Union, we will be bit part players, and we will not be able, in my view, to take the decisions that we should be taking in our national interest.
But stepping back in a sober way, looking at this deal, doesn't the thing it does, it confirms that Britain isn't part of that. It's not going to go along with further political integration. It's not going to adopt the euro. It sets out where we're different.
Well, if you look at what to me are the key kinds of questions we should be asking, at the end of this, can we still decide whether or not, if a new piece of legislation is going to be introduced that's going to cost jobs in the United Kingdom or going to damage our economic competitiveness, can we say no to that?